single week, we have someone, we take communion here. You know, we take communion. We break the bread, we drink the wine, and we remember all the things that Jesus has done for us in our lives. And every single week is a tradition that we have a special Serenitarian share their communion story. And I don't know who it is today. Do we know who it is? Is it Ken? Ken is going to be sharing his communion story with us. There's something I thought about communion.
Thank you, Roger.
Yeah.
I'm Ken, and I have issues. So, I found out a few weeks ago that I was going to be doing the communion message, and I, you know, it wasn't a rush. And then I found out a week ago that it's going to be today. So I was actually sitting in a 7 a.m. meeting, and I thought, oh, wow, I still haven't done anything for communion. And these thoughts just started popping into my head. So I started writing. It took me like 5 minutes. So I'm going to share that with y'all now. Before the cross, there was a table and a last meal. So with that in mind, who would you have your last meal with? Jesus chose to have his last meal with people who loved him and hung on his every word. But he also shared it with one that would deny him and one that would betray him for some silver coins. Even though knowing Judas was going to betray him, Jesus didn't turn him over to the other apostles for punishment or banish him, because it would have been easy, right? He could have just turned him over and the other 11 would have taken care of it, I'm sure. Instead, he washed his feet and then he served him first. So after Jesus was asked who would betray him in John 13, verse 26, Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I've dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Also in John chapter 13, it says, "Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end." Think about that for a minute. Not until they denied him, not even after they betrayed him, but till the very end. Even when Judas arrived in the garden, Jesus addressed him as friend, as it was written in Matthew 26, verse 50. So the Lord's table reminds us that Jesus welcomes sinners and extends grace where it is least deserved. Communion is not for the sinless, but for those of us that strive to sin less. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. As we take the bread and the juice, maybe we be humbled by the love of Christ and challenged to extend that same grace to others. The table is now open.